Welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I am Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column called The Longest Day. But it will be about a lot more than that, because I have just returned from an exhaustive, exciting, amazing, crazy, wild cross-country road trip, taking my son from Los Angeles to Boston to start his college life at the Berklee College of Music. So I will tell you a little bit about that. I will be writing about it, talking about it, vlogging about it, posting pictures. I Instagrammed it to death, and I annoyed my son to death by all the photos I was taking, but that's to be expected. Anyway, The Longest Day turned out to be a column I wrote when I visited my in-laws, and it was a very long day that involved flying back home that particular day, and I wrote about it in a very specific format of by the minute, in essence. You know, at 4:05 this happened, at 4:27 this happened. So you can find that column and any of my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page when you get there, and there's a drop-down menu, and you'll find more than you want to find. Today we have Wayne Levine back for the men's room. He was on vacation last week, and we have Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap. And I will take over segment four, and as always, this one, to talk about a little bit about my trip and a little bit about the column. It is back to school night at Dad Chat tonight. That's for my live listeners here in Santa Barbara. Anyone else that's listening, including those at WHK, where I broadcast from last week, that's in Cleveland, Ohio, you can join Dad Chat, where each and every Thursday from 6 to 7, the ones that I talk about are usually after the fact for the listeners that listen to my show on the weekend. But it is a wonderful community of moms and dads, and if you've never joined it, or a tweet chat, it's a fascinating phenomena which is gaining traction all over the place. And in fact, in some places, in some contents, and in some cases, companies are supporting and sponsoring these chats, because it's a great way to reach people and have very specific interaction. So I believe in the value of tweet chats, and I especially love and enjoy Dad Chat, which really is parent chat. It's moms and dads from all over the world that join us every Thursday night from 6 to 7 p.m. West Coast time. That is 9 to 10 p.m. for those of you on the East Coast. The new Because I Said So comic strip is all about taking your son to college, and it's called The Cure for the Empty Nest Blues. It's, of course, the dad in that comic strip is not me, but it bears a slight resemblance to me, and people do get confused. Richard, are you ready for a life lesson? Okay, let's have a dad's point of view life lesson right now.
You got to accentuate the positive E-L-M-I.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Words hurt, so watch what you say. The power of words can be as harmful as the power of a fist. With the advent of modern technology, we've seen the damage that a simple text can do to a middle school child when something hurtful is spread. And like a leaf blown in the wind, it can't be retrieved. It is incumbent upon parents to teach children to watch what we say, what we write, and what we text. Parents need to model good behavior in this regard, and not gossip, and not disparage others with casual disregard. Remember, your kids see everything you do, so model what you want them to do. I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at brucesalen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you.
Well, very smart words said there by me. If I don't mind saying so myself, we all, and I'm very guilty of this, we all have a tendency to gossip with not a whole lot of thought. And those words and things we say sometimes, especially if it's said in anger, are things that can really cause hurt. So it's a good thing to watch what you say. And if you are upset, to sleep on it and think about it. By the way, the new I'm Not That Dad vlog is called Pork Pie Drums. I hope that certainly inspires you to check it out. I've been doing vlogs now for almost a year. I have about a dozen or so in the bank, meaning that they're done and ready to be posted, because I only do one a week. And I have about 10 hours of video footage taken from the Outside Lands Music Festival. that I attended about a month ago in San Francisco, and about and a number of hours from this recent trip that I will be editing to make several different vlogs. In fact, the first vlog I intend to do from my trip is going to be called 3,000 Miles in 3 Minutes. And it is going to be, if you remember those wonderful Academy Awards short, fast-cutting pieces, I forgot who did them, and I forgot even the context of what they were. I think they were often about those that had died the previous year, the famous people. But they actually did others that were different themes that weren't at all sad. But they were really well edited and well cut, and that's what I'm going to aspire to do with this 3-minute video in which I'm going to show literally every place we stopped and in both from video and stills and try to do it all in 3 minutes. I also have a number of other things that I need to edit from concerts that I attended, Dream Theater, Tenacious D, Willie Nelson, and the musical Million Dollar Quartet, which, of course, is about Elvis and his colleagues in a impromptu recording session at Sun Records. On my trip, I visited the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, Ohio, and the Elvis area was certainly of note to me. The whole museum was spectacular. My son was in heaven. I also visited the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, and I adored that. We also went to Niagara Falls and had so many really, really interesting adventures, one of which I will write and speak about at length is upon arrival in Boston, we discover that the hotel, the Sheraton Hotel we were staying in, was host to the annual Boston Tattoo Convention. And so the hotel was swarming with people that were really seriously tatted up. And I felt it was my obligation as a dad and as a news person of sorts or a journalist of sorts or a blogger or a social media guy, which is really what I am, that I needed to go into that convention. So I secured a press pass, and I walked in what I was wearing at the time, which was shorts, a polo shirt, and a baseball cap that I had got from the Baseball Hall of Fame. And I stood out like a sore thumb. Everybody else there looked very goth, or they were wearing very skimpy, revealing things, the women, that is, showing off the tattoos that were just astonishing in their diversity. I got a lot of video and a lot of photos, and it was fascinating. First of all, I had to let go, and I'm glad I did, quickly, of the judgment I brought with me. These people couldn't have been nicer. They greeted me, and I was certainly the alien in their midst, walking around with a still camera and my little GoPro video. They greeted me with nothing but smiles, graciousness, and it was fascinating. I noticed that there seemed to be more women getting tattoos, because there were basically about 50, 60 tattoo booths that were all open on the convention, different rooms of the convention floor. There were all these women, including an equal number of women tattoo artists. And most of these artists, of course, are all tatted up themselves. And these women were getting tattoos, like full back tattoos or whole sleeves on their arm or their whole leg covered. And I asked a couple of the women that I met, the tattoo artists particularly, was this coincidental to Boston, or is there a trend going on in which women are getting more tattoos than men? Because I thought it was always more men. And repeatedly I was told that it now is a real fashion statement for a lot of women, and that they're noticing more women than men getting tattoos. And not, by the way, it wasn't just tattoos. There were gauges and piercings and all this other stuff. Anyway, I had a blast, and you will see and hear more about it later. I did not talk about The Longest Day, but it's really about being overwhelmed and how all of that we have in our lives that supposedly helps us in many ways just makes life more complicated. And I think that will be what I'll discuss with Wayne Levine for The Men's Room, which is coming up right after these messages. Bruce Allen, that's one of you.